Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Lots of feedback to Sinead Burke. One of our listeners says, the relief to finally hear someone address the plight of wheelchair users during a fire drill, and lots of people responding to that. But let's move next to used cars, because we're all fairly used to perhaps buying a used car, but how familiar are you with buying a used electric vehicle? What bargains are to be had, and what do you need to know before you set foot on a car forecourt? Geraldine Herbert is the motoring editor and columnist for the Sunday Independent, and she's with me now. How are you?
I'm grand. How are you?
You have been driving EVs here since they've been introduced, and I think they were retailing at 50 grand or 50 grand plus at the time. But now, if you look at the SEAI, you can get actually some used EVs from as low as 10 grand and upwards. So what do we need to know? Because it's a broad spectrum.
Yeah, I suppose the thing to remember is that whole idea of, oh, I'm buying a second-hand car. Oh, God, will I go EV? That it's something different. It's not really. I mean, really what you need to look at is the biggest thing with buying a used electric car. Well, there's two things. You need to look at the battery health, because it is the biggest expense item in that car as opposed to a petrol or diesel car. So now there are various different ways you can verify the health of a battery. Most of the car dealers these days will actually give you a battery health, a state of health kind of check. So it's like, you know, a kind of health check on the battery. It'll give you all the information you need on it. Or you can do it independently if you're concerned. But the other thing is, can I charge the car? The real saving with an electric car is if you can charge at night. And so if you can install a home charger, and to do that you're going to need a driveway, but if you can do that, then you're going to make serious reductions in terms of running costs.
Yeah. When you hear about EVs, you know, initially there was a lot of talk about range anxiety, and I think that has probably morphed into battery anxiety now, and as you say, it is sort of the big ticket item. So how do you think that's perhaps one of the reasons why EV sales were quite shaky? Obviously there's Elon Musk and impacts on that elsewhere, but do you think there is a concern around the batteries, and particularly if I'm buying a used EV, will it have that battery life? How can I test it? How can I be sure that the car that I'm getting, the used car, is that the battery's going to last, or it's going to keep going?
Yeah, I think if it all comes down to public confidence, right? So just to give you a quick background, in 2023, there was this very aggressive price war among car makers, started by Elon Musk, Tesla, followed then by European car makers. So as a result, if you bought a 50,000 euro car in 2022 and suddenly it was retailing brand new in 2023 for 40,000, that is going to do huge damage to your depreciation value. So that is what happened. There was a huge amount of volatility around new car prices that fed into public confidence. It fed into depreciation values. And as a result, between that and concerns about the battery, though, it was a very, I would say, very shaky market. You had dealers, some dealers who were reluctant to take trade-ins on EVs. You had buyers obviously then reluctant because they thought, I'm going to spend all of this money and either the battery is going to go or I'm not going to get my value back. Now, the longer EVs stay on the road, I think the more buyers are becoming reassured by the fact, you know what, but they like last.
You know, an EV car, because they're quite new in the history of cars. Like, I mean, if you're being offered one for 10 grand, is that a red flag or a bargain?
No, I mean, the first thing I would say is check out first. First of all, do an independent check on the battery, or get a battery health check from your dealer. Once they can verify that and tell you what condition the battery is in, and remember, replacing a battery is extremely rare. There's a big fear about these things, but in reality, they don't happen. We know that the range and the battery power degrades very little. People compare them to phone batteries. There's no comparison whatsoever. They're completely different. They're getting better all the time. And they're now estimating that batteries will outlast the car. So you're looking at the same longevity as petrol and diesel, and you need to keep that in mind.
So
if you're buying something older that's cheaper, get it verified, though.
Look, I mean, are there misconceptions then about battery health, especially if it is a second-hand model?
Huge misconceptions. There's this fear, as I said, of replacing it. As I said, replacing it is very rare. Also, remember, car makers offer warranties anything from 8 years to 10 years on batteries. So if you're buying a second-hand EV, particularly one that's, say, 4 or 5 years old, and that's really only when they started coming into the market, because that's only when sales really started to pick up. So they're the ones in the second-hand market at the moment. The chances are that's covered by a battery warranty. You know, with warranties up to 8 years and 10 years, if you're buying...
And will your used car dealer give you that warranty?
Yeah, so that battery that warranty extends onto that. So remember that. So they're the two things I would say is verify the health of the battery either through the dealership or independently. And if you can buy under warranty, do. So look at, you know, 3 or 4 years is ideal for an EV. today?
Even with petrol or diesel cars, you often kind of hear people say, you know, your car starts talking to you after 100,000 kilometres. You know, that's when you're really going to start having to look at big repairs. Is that the same with EV batteries? Is there a sort of, you know, if you've got a certain mileage on it, they'll start talking to you?
No, again, as I said, they're now designed to outlast the car. And also to bear, the other thing to bear in mind when you're buying an EV, there's much less that can go wrong. So there's much fewer mechanical components in an electric car. They're much simpler than a petrol or diesel. So you don't have a timing belt, you don't have a clutch, you don't have those things to worry about that you normally will with an EV. So therefore, if you look at the total cost of ownership, so look at how much you're spending, and then the running cost, Ervil, are like incredibly cheap by comparison. If you can install a home charger and you can get a smart rate in the evening, you know, late at night, you can be charging it then for very little.
But one of the things I guess you probably do need to consider is your daily driving needs and the range of the car. If you are considering getting, as you say, are there grants if it's a second-hand used car?
Yeah, well, the grant is for the home charger. You can install a home charger whether you have a car or not. So if you can put one in, but you'll get that grant provided it's your first time buying an EV. In terms of the running cost, just the SEAI's latest estimate is €3.37 for 100 kilometres. That compares to 10.63 for petrol and 8.99 for diesel. So significant savings there to be made.
But you do obviously need, if you don't have it in your house, good public charging availability. What about the other thing about EVs that comes up is the tyre wear, because the batteries are heavier. So what do you gain on the swings, do you lose in the roundabouts of having to buy more expensive tyres, or does it even out?
Yeah, you can put regular tyres in it or you can buy EV specific tyres. You're probably better off going for the EV tyres because they actually optimise the range and everything, so they're better for the EV. They can be slightly more expensive, but you'll get longer out of them. And to be honest, Dervil, if you're listening today and whether you're buying petrol, diesel or EV tyres, I would say buy the best you can afford. Tyres are really, really important. You can have all these safety devices in your car, but if your car is not making contact with the road, it's pointless. So buy the best tyres you can afford. Just in terms of the range, do check out what the real world range is. What the WLTP says and what you actually get on the road are different, and people have been very disappointed when they've bought a car. But the EV database is very good for giving real world range. So look up any cars you're thinking of and be realistic about what you need. Most of us don't drive that far.
I don't think I'm going to ever diminish your enthusiasm for EVs, used and new. Geraldine Herbert, motoring editor of the Sunday Independent. Thank you.